With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. And our baseball team is in first place.
Yes, they are.
Not only are they in first place... Andy, dare I say they're sitting pretty for a playoff spot?
Yeah, you could say that.
They're sitting pretty for a playoff spot.
I still think they need, you know, get one of the next two. That's all. One of the next two. It'd be nice if they got them all, but if they get one of the next two, then, you know, you took at least one game from Chicago in this three-game series, and now it's all, you know, because you're not playing head-to-head, let's call it 50-50, right? So if you win, you win. If they, you know, they lose the same night, that's the beauty of scoreboard watching, right? So run through these next two. Let's see what happens. Get one. Life is good.
You have a 5-game lead, and they have 14 games to play. That's it. That's what you're looking for right there. And they have the tiebreaker against Chicago. There's no longer
That was huge.
Yeah, there's no longer a one-game playoff. And forgive me, Major League Baseball has actually made some sense here. In this situation, you play these guys 19 times, right?
Right.
Shouldn't you know?
Well, after this year, you won't, but.
Shouldn't you know who the better team is, at least the way it's set up right now?
Yeah.
So head-to-head, you don't need to go play one more. So well done. That's a good idea. So a 5-game lead is actually a 6-game lead, the way it works out, because you get the tie.
Correct.
So stunning. Stunning. I think a lot of folks thought, at absolute best, the Guardians would be the third best team in this division. Absolute best. And I can tell you, you and I sat here at the beginning of the season and said, sorry, folks, you can be mad, you can scream, you can do everything you want. They're going to find a way to compete. Why? Because they do every year. The front office puts out a competitive baseball team, despite the fact that it's the youngest team in baseball. Impressive. Terry Francona knows how to manage the heck out of it. Coaches seem to coach it up really well. Their hitting has been terrific this year. It's a different kind of hitting. As Dan just said, Aaron Judge has 50% plus of the home runs that our team has. But guess what? Our team is still scoring enough runs to win baseball games. They're pitching enough to win baseball games. And say anything you want about any aspect of the organization. What's the goal?
Get us
to the playoffs. Yep. And this team has a phenomenal chance to do that. 216-578-0092. Lenny is in Amherst, home of the Steel Comets. Hello, Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Good morning, everybody. I had just two or three points I'd like to make, and then I'll let you comment on them.
Well, thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, it's only Roger Maris, Babe Ruth, and Aaron Judge that are in the home run league, because I know Judge is clean. And if you remember when Bobby Bonds came into the league, he looked like Tristan McKenzie.
Very. Yep.
The second thing is...
Well, Bobby might have. I don't know about
Bobby. No, Bobby was put
together. Yeah, definitely Bobby. Sammy wasn't far behind.
Correct.
The other thing is that I went to the game Monday. There was no replay again. I don't understand the reasoning behind that. When something happens, they won't show a replay, but you see it 10 million times on ESPN. The third thing is...
They don't want controversy in the park. How about this one that, I went to go...
That look, is what it is.
Like. Yeah, I went to go look on MLB.com this morning for the play at the plate. It's not there either.
Where Rosario was safe and the... Yep. The ump missed it. Guardians didn't have a replay.
And you know, when the pitcher threw that ball over to first base and it kind of hit Jose wrong, they wouldn't even replay that one. And that wasn't even a controversy. People were yelling for it. Last but not least,
yes,
famous ESPN. I've watched it, I don't know how many times, almost the whole program, or maybe the whole program. Cleveland's not on it. You'd have thought that game last night would have been one of the highlights after Aaron Judge.
It had to be on there somewhere.
Well, you know what? I watched it twice, Jeff.
Really?
And maybe
Lenny, they had to show highlights of that game.
Yeah. They showed it in the top 10 where that second baseman for Chicago made a dive and stab. And
that was
right
a heck
field.
Of a play, wasn't it, Lenny?
Yes, it was, but... Last but not least, Jeff, don't forget to take Lenny for a walk.
There you go.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Lenny knows I have a cat named Lenny.
Ah.
And Lenny's like a dog. You take it for a walk. Good cat.
Yeah. So goofy.
Dan, easy over there.
You all right?
He's dropping stuff.
Wow.
He's dropping stuff. What to you has been the most impressive aspect of this team?
It's just the way they play. Like last night's... You know, another example of how they're not going to give up. They keep going. They never stop. I think they're everything you want in a baseball team. You got let's just take Miles Straw last night, okay? Yeah. At the beginning of the season, you're watching him. You're like, wow, watch this guy play defense, right?
Right.
But they stuck with him. Last night he comes through.
Made a nice catch, too.
Yeah, I mean, the guy can play. It's not just him. It's Gonzalez. It's all these young guys that we didn't know before that, like, I say this over and over, they just don't know any better, and they keep playing hard. And how many times did we think over the last couple of weeks, you're like, this is it. It was fun, right?
Yeah.
There was a little bit there, and then even the White Sox game last week, I was like, you know what? They must know what they're doing because, they tinkered with the rotation just a little bit. They knew they had Minnesota coming up. They had a one-gamer against the White Sox. I got emails about, you're an idiot, Andy, because they should have just – I think Bieber was scheduled to go that day. And why didn't you let him – they should have let him pitch. I don't understand. This Chicago game is a big game. Well, look what they've done since then. They lose one game since that. So they know – I trust Tito. They've had a little bit of the baseball gods on their side as far as these young guys being able to have an impact in the league. I love the way they play the game. They play hard every night, and I don't know. I just feel like they have each other's backs on this thing because they go in there all the time, and I believe they have a chance in every game right until the last out.
They're a perfect example to me, Andy, of what I know we've talked about and a lot of folks talked about for a number of years, which is the whole launch angle, hit the ball out of the park, slow pitch softball style baseball that was – I think it still is a strong factor in the game. And, Dan, you can either back me up or take a shot at me on this one. It's still a big part of the game. It seems to me like it's fading just a little bit. I don't know about that, but it seems that way, where guys just aren't sitting back and swinging for the three-run homer. Our team can't do that. And we always said, boy, that's not as exciting. It leads to boring baseball.
Right.
At least I think it did, if you just sat back and waited for the home run. And I've always been a proponent of, if you put the ball in play, if you take the extra base, if you move runners, it's exciting to watch.
It's fun. I love it.
And that's what we've seen on this team.
So you're right, but it's gotten better. Like, it was...
It's not as bad as it was, is it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because they have very much deadened the baseball. Like, the fact that Aaron Judge has hit 60 home runs this season
pretty
says
stunning.
Something.
And if they hadn't, and the pitchers will tell you, the baseballs are funny.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think he'd hit? He'd probably be at 70 right now.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be out of control. I mean, the closest to him is Kyle Schwarber at 40.
Amazing.
That tells you what Judge is doing. But, this isn't a Judge conversation. We were wondering, and I think we may have said it in the beginning of the season, this team tries to exploit things that other teams aren't looking for. And it seems like this team went, no one's looking for guys who make contact. So let's go get a whole bunch of guys who make contact.
Although they didn't necessarily go out and get them.
Looked at in the draft.
A lot of the guys are up through the organization, Rosario and Jimenez have made that Lindor trade at the very least. palpable, at the very least.
Right.
If not, slant it our way.
Yeah. Although Lindor's had a good season.
Well, Lindor's playing beautifully. He's doing a great job. But you also aren't paying him $300 and some odd million. And you're getting terrific play.
And you're going to make the playoffs.
And you're going to make the playoffs.
It was interesting. You know, I was talking about when we thought they were, you know, going to take the ship into the iceberg, right? When they had lost five in a row to Baltimore and Seattle.
Well, Andy, that didn't truly. I was thinking.
And remember,
Tito
started yelling at him, and then they lost again. I was like, oh boy. Remember, we talked to Brian Anderson about that.
Yeah.
You know how many games they've lost since September 5th?
It's like three, isn't it?
Three.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It's really impressive. And a couple of key things about it. The offense has been fun to watch, right? It's middle of the pack in the American League. They are eighth in runs scored in the American League. So, I mean, that's exactly middle of the pack. And where you make it up a little bit, fifth in runs allowed. They've given up the fifth fewest runs in the American League. So you're kind of doing it the way that teams that don't have those power hitters have to do it. They also have a number of guys who can steal a base for you. Well, that makes it interesting for pitchers. They got to pay attention. Not just one guy. I mean, throughout your lineup, you have guys who can steal bases for you. You've got a guy who's been hitting the ball hard in Oscar Gonzalez, who comes out of nowhere this year. When they put Stephen Kwan in the lineup early on, Andy, didn't you think, all right, well, this won't last?
It's going to last for a while.
That's all you thought. You
watch him last night, man. He goes up there and he knocks it in.
That guy can play, man.
You know, the other, you were talking about scoring runs. It's so weird how the Astros and Yankees have just dominated that run differential. Yankees are +210. The Astros are +208. Wow. And there's only seven teams in the American League that are on the plus side anyway. And the Guardians are like fourth at +39. So
that's the stat that matters. You outscore the other team, you're usually doing pretty well.
It's pretty. I mean, you can pretty much chalk up all the playoff teams by the diff in baseball, not basketball, by the diff.
Oh.
That run scored versus runs allowed.
Yeah, the team with the biggest diff in each division is the team that's in first place right now in the American League. Folks, are you enjoying this? Andy and I got to be honest. We don't get a ton of enjoyment coming from the phones when we talk about the Guardians. You know, we don't.
We're on the streets. I just don't.
It's bizarre.
When I'm at the game, that's when you see the enjoyment. But
without question, if
you're somewhere else, it's not.
It's bizarre to me because it's been one of the most enjoyable baseball products we've seen here. Well, certainly since 2016, Andy. I don't think there's any question about that. 216-578-0092. That's the number to join us. Chris Rose is coming up at 11 o'clock. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. And right now, the Guardians are looking like a team that's going to be playing postseason baseball. White Sox were supposed to be that team in this division. If not the White Sox, it was supposed to be the Minnesota Twins, the team that nobody thought was going to compete, the youngest team, team that wasn't spending the money that everybody else was spending, even though our team has shown year after year after year, money doesn't necessarily lead to wins, doesn't necessarily lead to losses. Might be a better way to describe what our team does.
It can get you to the dance. It just means you may not be the homecoming king.
If our team wins the division, G-men win the Central, their first round series.
Seattle, as of today, according to ESPN. And then the winner would get the Yankees.
And how does this work? It's a three-game series.
Three-game series here. I can find the
date, whole series is here.
Correct?
That's the way that works.
I think that's, I'm 99% sure.
That is correct. Yeah, will be the AL Central winner will host.
The number six seed.
Yep, the worst wildcard team. And the two other wildcard teams will go against each other, go on from there.
So think about this. Are the G-men as good as the Yankees and the Astros? Well, clearly they're not, because they haven't won as many games this year, and those two teams have really dominated the American League. But all they need is a three-game series. You win two out of three at home to move on to the next round, and then you play the Yankees. Who'd you play, Yankees or Astros? We'll figure it out.
You play the Yankees in the second round.
So you get the Yankees in the second round.
Because they'll be the top seed.
You don't think that in a seven-game series, you can squeeze out four wins? Of course you can. In baseball, that's more than possible. More than possible. Now, Yankees are a better team, right? I mean, I think they've clearly shown that. That doesn't matter because you're not playing 162. You're playing seven. Maybe only four. Maybe five. And if you string together some hits, I know that's tougher to do than have Aaron Judge hit a three-run homer. But you string together some hits, you get the pitching that you had most of the year, and your bullpen is as solid as it's been all year, Andy, you can beat the Yankees. You can do it.
Well, you did. You know, you did split with Houston in a four-game series.
You can do it.
The last four-game series.
Why not? Why not?
Why not is right. You just need to. I mean, we all know what the last run they had. I thought Toronto was a better team than we were, and they were able to beat Toronto in the playoffs. You never know.
And can I throw this out? And I want your thoughts on this, guys. Our team's been playing playoff-style baseball all season long.
Especially since that losing streak.
I mean, and not just like a playoff feel, but I would say the way you have to score runs in the playoffs. Putting the ball in play, taking the extra base. That's kind of what they've been doing. Now, again, Aaron Judge hitting a three-run homer, it's tough to beat that. That's a great way to get runs. But, Daniel, that's kind of the way they've been playing ball, is the way you got to kind of scratch out runs in the playoffs.
And I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse on this, but you can absolutely take down that Yankee team. I mean, they are – you want to talk about the beer league softball roster? Ooh, boy, there's a lot of swing and miss in that lineup.
Yeah, McKenzie now, got him back on July 3rd.
Well, and Aaron Judge has dragged the carcass of that team into the playoffs. I mean, he really has. And it's one of those things where if the rest of that lineup doesn't wake up, if they can't get Stanton going, that Yankee team is really easy to beat. But again, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse on that because Seattle is really, really good. And since they got Luis Castillo, they have really bolstered that team. And plus, Julio Rodriguez is the real deal. But yes, you 100% can win with this style of ball in the playoffs. Like, absolutely. If your starting pitching can hold up and you know the Guardians' methods and philosophy, starters go six, we'll figure it out from there to get to Class A. Karen check in between there. The Stefan Henches, you know, group together in the seventh, roll from there. I mean, the formula is right there. They could easily do this. They're going to be a menace.
And with all of this great stuff, there are still a couple of things that people aren't happy about. Joe's in Shaker. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys. Enjoy the show. This ride, this playoff run, whatever it is. It is so much fun. And I was at the game Friday, and it was terrific. Great spirit, great fire. And especially when you contrast this to the clumsy, haphazard Cleveland Browns organization. I've been a fan of both teams since the 50s, but I have to tell you that a lot of people my age were ready to go into retirement and spend money on the baseball team, buy season tickets, which I had and don't have anymore. We're enjoying this. We're watching it on TV, going to a game or two, but Dolan kicked us in the throat with that name change. And there's no hate there. It's just whatever. You get into old age and you go, whatever, do what you want to do. But it is a big thing among people my age. They just have had enough of it, and they enjoy it on television. We'll go to a game or two. But myself and a lot of buddies will just not pay like we would have.
Joe, how old are you, can I ask?
Yeah, 74. And, you know, the Braves, the Chiefs, the Blackhawks, the Seminoles, I mean, we weenied out, and he really kicked us in the throat. And is it that big of a deal? It's big enough of a deal not to spend money in their direction like you would have. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. I stayed up late to watch the game last night, conked out, woke back up, was amazed. But, you know, they leave you dry. I mean, this team is wonderful, and yet it's the land of almost. They ought to put pennants up there. We'll get to the playoffs. We're not going all the way. I hope I'm wrong. But, I mean, there is a big feeling out there among the fandom, especially older people, like, whatever. It's fun. We'll enjoy it. Friday, like I said, was a hell of a lot of fun. But, I mean, I'm not going to buy season tickets next year.
Does it mean anything to you that the Dolans are getting rid of? I mean, they're on a course to sell the team over the next couple of years?
Perhaps sell the team.
Perhaps is right. I mean, they're weenies. They're good people. They give to John Carroll, the churches. They're nice people. But, I mean, in any organization you're involved in life, from the Cub Scouts to the military to a corporation, you follow a leader who's got some pizzazz and fire. like Jacobs, like Bill Veeck, like other people. This guy doesn't get on the radio. He doesn't do anything.
Joe, I totally disagree with you on that.
I mean, he's walked over and sat in the studio with us.
And
he's walked over from the ballpark and sat in the studio with us.
I honestly, Joe, the team competes every year. I mean, that they compete every year. And I understand your thought on the name change, okay? I get it. I grew up. We all grew up. Everybody.
Everybody messes it up.
It was the Cleveland Indians.
I had a text this morning. Somebody texted me. Indians are like, oops, Guardians.
Well, but guess what?
It's going to take time.
And it's still the Cleveland Indians to so many people and to Joe. But
it's like
When I watched the game last night, Andy, all I saw was Cleveland's baseball team on the field. The nickname really doesn't matter to me. Eastern Michigan still has sports. You know what I mean?
Miami, who will talk to you from Chris
Eagles.
Rose,
yeah,
right?
They're the Eagles instead of the Hurons. They're the Red Hawks, and, you know, it just – I understand how people can still be mad about that. But that's one of the issues where I think why some people and Joe's watching, even went to a game, but not completely on board with all this stuff.
I don't know. I think you put 54 years into a team or however old you are, and you call them one thing, and then all of a sudden you wake up, they're a different name. It's like they got married. I don't know. But it's you look at it, and it might take 54 years to forget what the name was. So it's still baseball, and they're playing great. And I just it's hard for me. I can't turn my back on the players. I mean, they're working hard. I don't have a lot of complaints about the players on the field right now. Do you?
No,
or the manager.
No.
It's just
Andy, I've been the king of complaining that this team doesn't have outfielders. How many years have I been doing that?
At least three.
Now we have two outfielders in the corners who I like. If it doesn't matter if I like them, they're playing well. Stephen Kwan, thank you. You've silenced that aspect of things for me. This team has a left fielder. Man, he can pick it in left field, and he's a different type of player. He gets on base like crazy. And Oscar Gonzalez, exactly what I'm looking for in a right fielder. Exactly. Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the Cleveland baseball team. Always have. It's my number one team. And I have a few thoughts on this subject. I live down in Wayne County, so I used to go to a game about once a year. I used to go to opening day with my father. And then I went to some night games, and the last two games I'd gone to, my car got broken into. And I said, geez, Luis, I can't, you know, I mean, that's, you know, insurance took care of it. But, you know, you pay the parking fee, you drive up an hour and a half, get your car broken into. That's sort of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Sure it does.
If you picked an ideal place to put a ball team, you would draw a circle and have your stadium be in the center of the circle. And Cleveland has put their, you know, just because of where they are, it's like they lopped off the top fifth of a circle, and they're right at the very top, because on top of that is Lake Erie.
Yeah.
So their entire listening area is very far away.
Well, they'll tell you that. I mean, look, and thank you for the phone call. Look what they did in Atlanta. They moved it from downtown out to the suburbs, right? Because they knew their fan base was out there. I'm sure they kick it out around here, but the lease with Gateway, I look at the ballpark as being in the middle of the west side, east side, and south side. So I don't you?
No, I agree with Nate, but I don't think you'll ever move the Browns. I don't think you'll ever move the Guardians. I don't think you'll move the Cavaliers out of downtown Cleveland once they've been here. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, don't you think they said that about Richfield?
Well, they did, but I mean now. We have a beautiful baseball stadium. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We have a fine arena. It's extremely functional and very well taken care of. One of the older facilities in the NBA.
Right.
But it's old, you know, but it's well taken care of. It's beautiful. The only one that I think could end up maybe moving is the football team. I could see them moving to the Burbs, and guess what? There's so many teams that are in the Burbs in the NFL. I could see that happening.
Still got
and
hotel
I,
issues.
And I could understand it. Yeah, you do. That's true. But not as many as you might think. Chris Rose, NFL Network, baseball diehard, the Rose rotation. Chris is next. Can't wait to talk a little G-Man with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.